Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Campbell County update jail housing agreement. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council has approved an updated agreement with Campbell County that continues the longstanding practice of housing city prisoners at the Campbell County Jail. City Hall has not operated its own jail since moving to its current location in 1984. Instead, the city has relied on agreements with the county to hold individuals charged under municipal law. City Attorney Sean Brown told council members the new agreement updates several older contracts dating back to the 80s and 90s. After the agreement, the county jail will continue to house inmates charged in Gillette Municipal Court. Brown said the arrangement applies to two situations.
If somebody is charged or arrested for a municipal crime not associated with a state crime, or they're convicted in municipal court on a municipal ordinance violation, then we have a certain per day fee that we pay the county in order to house our prisoners there. So the increase for that is $25 over the previous agreement. So it's moved from $125 to $150. But that last agreement was entered into over a decade ago.
Council members approved the agreement without discussion, keeping the decades-long partnership in place while modernizing the contract language. Wyoming legislature convenes as budget cuts and power struggles take center stage. Wyoming's 2026 legislative session begins today in Cheyenne, with lawmakers facing a fast-paced 4 weeks dominated by budget decisions and internal political tension. According to Wyofile, as tradition holds, Governor Mark Gordon will open the session with his State of the State address, followed by the Wyoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Lynn Baumgarten's State of the Judiciary. Lawmakers are constitutionally required to pass one bill this session, the state's next two-year budget. Governor Mark Gordon released a statement about the legislative session, saying Wyoming sits at a crossroads. The actions of the 68th legislature are pivotal. They will either propel our economy forward with a familiar pro-business, pro-growth, and robust private property agenda, or they will invite economic decline. That process is already contentious. During December budget hearings, the Joint Appropriations Committee advanced deep cuts not tied to a revenue shortfall, but pushed by a newly empowered Republican majority aligned with the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. Proposed reductions include dismantling the Wyoming Business Council, defunding Wyoming Public Media, major cuts to the Department of Health, and a $40 million reduction to the University of Wyoming's block grant. Governor Gordon proposed an $11.1 billion essentials budget in November, calling it a roadmap for economic stability and core services. While the governor traditionally takes a hands-off approach, his office has already raised concerns about some proposed cuts. Gillette legislators will play a role as the budget moves forward. Representative John Baer, a Gillette Republican and former Freedom Caucus chair, has defended the group's aggressive approach, saying lawmakers who block voter priorities will pay a heavy price in an election year. Other Campbell County lawmakers are expected to closely scrutinize proposed cuts to higher education and state services as budget debates unfold. Beyond the budget, lawmakers will consider bills on health care, energy development, state land sales for housing, and criminal penalties. Roughly 177 bills have been filed, though all non-budget bills must clear a two-thirds introductory vote to advance. Public testimony will occur in committee meetings with schedules posted daily by the Legislative Services Office. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.